What is a Family? By Eitan Boritzer. What is a family? What does a family look like? Does everybody in a family have to have the same color eyes? Does everybody in a family have to have the same shape nose? Or the same hair color? Or the same skin color? Does everybody in a family have to look the same for a family to be a family? Do you look like everybody else in your family? A family can be made up of moms and dads, and sons and daughters, sisters and brothers, and relatives like grandmas and grandpas, uncles and aunts, cousins, nieces and nephews. And a family can be made up of great-grandmas and great-grandpas and great-aunts and great-uncles and grandsons and granddaughters, grandnieces and grandnephews, and fathers-in-law, mothers-in-law, brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, and stepdads and stepmoms, stepsons and stepdaughters, stepsisters and stepbrothers, half-brothers and half-sisters, and all kinds of other people that it would take too long to list here, and not even including all kinds of pets. Maybe a family is just any group of people and animals, large or small, that live close to each other and that take care of each other. Where do families live? Families live everywhere on Earth. There are families who live in hot deserts, and there are families who live in wet jungles. There are families who live up on high mountains, and there are families who live in deep forests. There are families who live near the ocean, and families who live near the ice. Families who live in the cities or in the suburbs or on farms, and families who live alone way out somewhere far away. Maybe there are even families who live underground or even way up in the sky. And everywhere on this big, beautiful planet Earth that people families live, not people families live here also. There are pets that live with people families, and there are animal families that live in the jungles and in the forests, along with bug families that live in the deserts and the cities, and there are bird families that live up in the mountains, and fish families that live in the oceans, and seal and bear and penguin families that live on the ice. So if you think about it, both people families and not people families live everywhere together on this big, beautiful planet Earth. And maybe that means that we are really one whole big family here. Was there ever a time before people showed up that there were no families on planet Earth? Did the dinosaurs have families? And what about before the dinosaurs? Did the crawly, yucky things in the swamp that lived on planet Earth early on have families? Were there always flower families? Were there always plant families or rock families? Do you think that there will ever be a time when there won't be any families? Maybe there will always be families, even if they are only families of clouds, or families of raindrops, or family of stars. Maybe families have always been around, and maybe families will always be around, maybe even in forever ways that we can't even yet imagine. How does a family get started? Usually, a family gets started when a man and a woman get married and make a baby. But a family can get started in other ways, too. Foster parents help kids live in a loving and safe home for a while if their birth moms and dads are having problems and can't take care of their kids. Sometimes foster parents can adopt a kid that comes to live with them, and that means that they can all live together forever as a family. Maybe you have a friend who lives in a foster family, or who was adopted by a family. Is his or her family like your family? Maybe a family is just when some grown-ups and some kids that love each other and care for each other live together in a safe, happy, and loving way, no matter how they got together. Sometimes there is a family that is living together with only the dad or with only the mom. We call that a single-parent family. Maybe something happened to the mom or dad that is not living with the family, like one of them died or left, or the mom and dad got divorced, and now their kid or kids live sometimes with one of the parents and other times with the other parent. Do you know any families like that? What happened to that family that either the mom or dad is no longer living with the family? When parents decide to divorce, that means that the mom and dad decide not to live together anymore. A divorce can be painful and confusing, especially to the kids in the family. Grown-ups sometimes have different reasons why they cannot get along with each other, just like sometimes you have reasons for not getting along with a good friend. Maybe you have a friend whose mom and dad got a divorce and your friend feels sad about that. Sometimes kids get confused by a divorce and blame themselves for their parents' problems. But really, a divorce is not the kid's fault. Does that mean that a family whose mom and dad get divorced can't really care about each other anymore? Maybe a family can still feel like a family even if the mom and dad get a divorce, if everybody remembers to treat each other with love and respect. So you can see that sometimes a family can be a complicated thing. Complicated means hard to figure out. So why does anybody want to start a family in the first place? Some people want to start a family because they live in hard places to live, like in the desert or in the mountains or near the freezing ice. So if you start a family in a hard place to live and everybody works together, it helps everybody to get food and clothing and a good place to sleep, and any other stuff that you need to live in that hard place to live. Some people want to start a family just because they want to share in all the love and all the fun and learning, and all the good things that a family can do together. Some people want to start a family just because. What are all the good things that we can do together as a family? In a family, we can learn to eat healthy food together, to get along, and to care of each other and love each other. Not to fight and argue too much about stuff, to take care of our pets and animals together, to get along with our neighbors, and even to take care of planet Earth together. In a family, we can learn to share stuff like our games and toys, and to share the chores that help keep our home nice, and to share our hopes and dreams, and even our worries or problems. In a family, we can learn to do all the good things we want to do with our friends and with new people we meet in our school and in our world, starting right here with our own family. Sometimes we want our family to be perfect. Maybe we think our family would be perfect if we only eat the foods we like, or if we stay up late to watch TV or play video games with our friends for hours and hours? Or if we don't have to do homework or chores? Or if we don't have to share stuff with our brother or sister? Or if our mom and dad weren't so busy all the time? But would that really be a perfect family? Anyway, Is there anything in the world that is perfect? Is everything always perfect fun? Is there perfect peace everywhere on earth? Is there always a perfect ending to every story? Maybe we can't have a perfect family, but maybe we can try to share lots of love and respect and caring together in a family. And maybe sharing love, respect, and caring can help a family be close to perfect. Sometimes a family has deep problems. Sometimes there is no trust in a family, or there is anger or nasty words, or sometimes there are nasty fights or even drug or alcohol problems in a family. Sometimes there is domestic violence in a family where the dad may get very angry and hit the mom or even hit the kids or kid in that family, or use bad language, or do other hurtful stuff. Sometimes a mom can be bipolar in a family. That means that she can be happy one minute or sad and angry the next. That can really confuse and hurt the kids and dad in that family. When there are deep problems in a family, it means that the family needs to get help from someone they can trust outside the family. Do you know anybody who has deep problems like that in his or her family? What can we do if there is a deep problem in our family? Even if a family has deep problems or just some little problems, how can a family become a happy family? Maybe in a happy family, everybody does stuff that will make the other people in the family happy, not just doing what will make me happy. Maybe in a happy family, everybody learns to understand and accept each other, even when there is sometimes small stuff that bothers us. Maybe in a happy family, everybody tries to help each other be the best that each person in the family can be. And maybe in a happy family, everybody works together to connect to something that is really great and good, and that is always around us and helps us to do the right thing. Can anybody be a part of your family? If you care for your pets or animals, can they be part of your family? If you care for your friends, can they be part of your family? Can somebody in another part of the world be part of your family? Can somebody who has different skin color or is of a different religion than you be part of your family? Can I be part of your family? Would you like to be part of my family? Can there be a million people in a family? Can there be a billion people in a family? Can all the people on planet Earth be one happy family that really cares about each other? What is a family? We said that a family is made up of moms and dads and kids and different relatives and partners and pets and animals who all love and respect each other and take care of each other. A family is a place where we learn from each other and share good things with each other and help each other to be the best we can all be. A family is not always perfect, but we can work together and try to make a happy family. A family is also billions of people living together and happy on our big, beautiful planet Earth with all the billions of non-people families. And maybe a family is forever, like the sky and the stars and all the good things that are forever.